Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act, in order to fulfill his good purpose. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault, in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky, as you hold firmly to the word of life. And then I will be able to boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labour in vain. But even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. So you too should be glad and rejoice with me.
Often our lives are so busy with various things that we seem to regard ourselves as the center of the universe. Possibly at times we are intimidated and frustrated by the control of the systems that constrain us, and quite often the capriciousness of the high and mighty who seem to arrange affairs in their own interests. But now and then we lift our eyes from earthly things to the skies above, and we see there stars beyond stars, a host of innumerable plenty, worlds far beyond our comprehension. And in the face of this vastness, we realize the insignificance of human effort and the smallness of even the mightiest of rulers and the fragility of even the most enduring of empires. We behold the expanse of the universe and are drawn into a sense of wonder and awe. It is at times such as those that the concerns of the world are seen with new eyes. And as we contemplate the night stars, we may well direct our thoughts beyond to the maker and sustainer of it all. In what dimension, in what splendor beyond our knowing must that maker dwell, so that the vastness of the universe is familiar to God, so that he knows each of the stars? And the difference between that immensity and the concerns of our little world become apparent. When we consider the heavens, the work of God's fingers, the moon and the stars which God has set in place, what are humans that God is mindful of them, that God would care for us? Well, in ancient Israel, that question was asked, and then again throughout the millennia. And throughout the ages, the people of God have answered that God does care for them, that God has set humans in place also to care for this planet, to delight in his love, and to praise him forever, together with all the living things on earth, and to join in the adoration of God, together with worlds unknown that also bring glory to God in ways we cannot fully comprehend. Here on our little planet, it is our role to be thankful that God cares for us, even in our smallness, even in our transitoriness. And so throughout the ages, as people have contemplated the vastness of the universe, they have also turned to God. And as they put their trust in God, as they sought to live according to God's good purposes, the people of God also looked to the stars. They saw that the stars shining in the dark, resplendent in light, are bright in the gloom. And they knew that just so were they to be in the world, a light in darkness, a guide to a confused generation. Not by their own light, but reflecting the light of God that shines through Jesus Christ. They did not have that power in themselves, but rather by becoming children of God, close to their Heavenly Father, and in that way they could reflect something heavenly in their own lives, something that was from beyond this world. In particular, they were to reflect the word of life, the knowledge that God was with them through Jesus Christ, so that they were no longer separate but close to God. That's why the concerns of this world no longer held them quite so much. That's why they were to orientate their lives towards God's ways, so that in the night of this earth they were to stand out, to shine like stars in the sky. Well, yes, that's only a metaphor, but one that can guide us towards letting our lives be guided by God's goodness. So, as we in the middle of winter also look to the stars, may we also look beyond the focus on our little lives and consider the splendor that reveals our God, to whom we can be close through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.